The Kemmer girls advance into the regional final Saturday night against a number 2 ranked Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon as the Knights cruise past Gilbert 68-38. Kaylee Peter had 19 points, Amy Adams added 16.7 rebounds, and Brooklyn Backey had 10 points in the victory at Fort Kemper. Now, Pocahontas Area advanced into that game with a 68-55 victory over Roland Story. The two teams will score off again in Manson coming up on Saturday night. That will be a 7 o'clock start, and we'll have that game for you on 93.7 KKRL. Carroll Tigers trailed Denison Schleswig by 6 at halftime last night, but the Tiger girls saw their season come to an end as they fell to Denison Schleswig 61-42. Sydney Renning had 11 points, Maddie Lingle finished with 14, and Taylor Moore with 8. In the loss for the Tigers, Denison Schleswig will now take on Perry, who had a bye in the opening round. The other half of that Class 4A Region 2 bracket saw Webster City knock off Nevada, or Webster City knock off Storm Lake last night, 58-50. They'll take on Nevada, who had a bye in the next round. And the ESAC Raiders played very well on the road last night in the first half, but fell in the second half, scoring just 10 points against Cherokee as they lose 82-38. Taylor Huska had 23 points. Maddie Bruning pulled down 4 rebounds, and Hannah Schmidt had 5 points as well for the Raiders. Next up for number 5 ranked at Cherokee will be Shenandoah. Shenandoah defeated at Red Oak last night 58-27. Solomon Young scored a season-high 18 points on 8 of 10 shooting and pulled down 12 rebounds. Del Bayou Estate pull out an 87-79 victory over Kansas State. Deontay Burton added 17 points, and Naz Mitre Long had 16. Matt Monte Morris finished up with 15. The Cyclones now 16-9 overall, 8-5 in the Big 12 Conference. Jeremy Morgan and Bennett Cook each scored 18 points, and Northern Iowa held off a fast-closing Bradley team at a 64-61 victory. Northern Iowa led by 10 with just 5 minutes left in the game. And Mike Dom scored 26 points and grabbed 9 rebounds as South Dakota State rallied in the second half to beat IUPUI 81-67. Dom was 7 of 12 from the floor and drained all 12 of his free throws. Former ESAC Raider Reed Tellinghusen added 16 points, including 4 three-pointers. Now, Tellinghusen sank a pair of three-pointers early in the second half as part of a 14-7 surge that evened it up at 40 apiece with 15:47 to go. Another rally late included 2 more at Tellinghusen three-pointers and 2 dunks by Dom to give the Jackrabbits a 75-66 lead. Top 25 college basketball scoreboard last night. Number 10 North Carolina rolled by North Carolina State 97-73. It was 12th ranked Duke over number 14 Virginia 65-55. 18th ranked Cincinnati down South Florida 68-54. Number 19 SMU top Tulane 80-75. It was Seton Hall over 20th ranked at Creighton 87-81. Arkansas upended number 21 South Carolina 83-76. Maryland at number 23 beat Northwestern 74-64. And it was number 24 Butler all over St. John's 110-86. Detroit Lions have begun a $100 million renovation to spruce up Ford Field, a project that's scheduled to be completed before next season starts. Team president Rod Wood says the improvements will make the facility ready to host another Super Bowl. Pittsburgh beat Seattle to win the Super Bowl at Ford Field in February of 2006. Wood says the 15-year-old stadium was due for a significant upgrade. NBA scores from last night. San Antonio beat Orlando 107-79. Cleveland knocked off Indiana 113-104. It was Boston over Philadelphia 116-108. Toronto beat Charlotte 90-85. New Orleans got by Memphis 95-91. Miami knocked off Houston 117-109. Utah beat Portland 111-88. Minnesota downed Denver 112-99. Phoenix routed the Lakers 137-101. And Oklahoma City knocked off the Knicks as well, 116-105. Plenty of a boys basketball playoffs for you tonight in Class 1A District 3. Peyton Cerdan will be at Bishop Garrigan tonight. That'll be an 8 o'clock ballgame. In Class 1A District 15, Audubon takes on Booyer Valley at Westside at 6:30. Following that game, it'll be Glidden-Ralston against Arweva. John Ryan will have that doubleheader for you tonight on again at Kick 106.7 beginning tonight at 6:30. In Class of 1A District 15 as well, Coon Rapids Bear takes on Caminita down at Elkhorn. That's a 6:30 start. I'll have that game for you on 1380 KCIM. Boys Class 2A District 15, South Central Calhoun takes on Kemper at 6:30, and then it'll be Kemper hosting West Central Valley after that game. Tom Hawkapp will have the doubleheader for you tonight on 93.7 KKRL. And in Boys Class 2A District 16, ESAC is at Hinton tonight. That game will take on Hinton, I should say, at Alta Urrea at 6:30. And in regular season boys basketball, Carroll wraps up the regular season tonight hosting Harlan. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.